Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. There's a very famous tradition from Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, in which, you know, maybe today this may be understood in a very negative manner, unfortunately, but you must understand who is saying this. The Hazrat Zahra Salamullah alayha is the pinnacle and the apex of a role model for a sister, for a lady, for a woman, both in terms of the physical development and in terms of the spiritual development. Not only to say that she's the pinnacle of that, but she has to be that particular uswah, that role model that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for those Muslim ladies. So in this tradition, understanding that obviously there's no such thing, or unfortunately some people may see this as a male type of thing, or a misogynist type of hadith. But no, this is narrated from her. She's a lady. She's the best of ladies. And she's the one who is saying this. If anybody may have a problem, they need to go and, you know, take it up with the books of hadith and try and say that this is not from her. No, but this is a known hadith to be from Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So she says that the best thing for a lady, or for the Nisa, it says, Khayrun lin Nisa. That's how hadith starts. So the best thing for ladies is that without there being any need, right? Obviously, this is important, that without there being any need, there's no necessity for her to do so, that those men who are not her mahram, so obviously we have this concept in Islam of mahram and non-mahram, so those individuals who are not her mahram, so basically, they are not related to her either by blood or by relation or association, such as her husband, her father-in-law, and so on, to not see her. Right? Again, this can have different meaning, whether like she wears the hijab or she stays away from gatherings such as, or from public eye. This is another discussion altogether. But the hadith says that she stays away from the sight of men who are not mahram. And it is, and when not, and those people who are not mahram to her, she does not look at them. So here we have two things. So the best thing for a lady is that she is not looked at by those who are not mahram to her. So she does not go to gatherings where she's in this thing. Again, at the time where there's no need for her to do so. If there's a need, there's, obviously she has to do what she has to do. And that she doesn't look at those who are non-mahram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the teachings of Islam in its proper place, and to understand the wisdom behind some of these teachings. If we don't understand the wisdom, at least that we try and practice it because of those individuals who said it. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.